Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Nesek Vivina Lehavchin Ben Yom Uven Laila.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. We are grateful for Sarah.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shesani B'Tzalmo.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. We are grateful for all being together here today in our community.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shesani Yisrael.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shasani Bat Chorin.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam for our opportunity in this life to grow friendships and study together.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam for the Aleph Ordination Program.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Pokeach Ivrim.
Baruch Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Al Bisharumim.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam for the opportunity to get to know Rab Sarah and all of you in this room as we come together and praise God.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Matir Asurim.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Zokeif Kefufim.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam for the spreading of the earth over the waters.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shesali Kol Tzorki.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver Oisha.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam for all the beautiful voices, whether we can hear them right now or have to imagine them, despite our technology.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Ozer Yisrael Bigvurah.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam for the chickadees at Larry's bird feeder and for the robins in the nest outside of my window.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam O Ter Yisrael B'Tifarah.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hanotein LaYa'ef Koach.
Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. You remove sleep from my eyes and slumber from my eyelids.
Amen.
continue on page 10 in the PDF or in your own Siddur with a few verses from Ashrei. Sometimes we don't feel happy and we still say Ashrei as we think about the fortunes in our lives and the loved ones who have made our lives so rich. Ashrei Oshvei Veitecha Od Yehallelu Chasela Ashrei Oshvei Veitecha Od Yehallelu Chasela Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha Od Yehallelu Chasela Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha Od Yehallelu Chasela. Happy is the one who dwells in your house. Happy is the one whose praises are yours. Happy is the one who reaches for you. Happy is the one who calls out your name, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. Od Yehallelu Chasela. Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. Od Yehallelu Chasela. The middle line in the box. If you want to, you can raise your hands. Poteach et yadecha u'masbia lechol chai ratzon. Poteach et yadecha u'masbia lechol chai ratzon. Va'anachnu nevarechya me'ata v'yad olam. Va'anachnu nevarechya me'ata v'yad olam. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
When I was a little girl, my grandmother was the one person I can look back at and say taught me the most about the God I know today. And we would sing a tune, we would sing a song to this tune, and so I adapted it to reflect the lyrics that I think are in the chat. right now. I want to make sure they're there. So it's the Lecha Amar Libi Bakshu Fanai Et Panecha Adonai Avakesh. My heart has said, seek my face. So I seek God's face. And so I'm going to sing this for you. And if you can think back on someone in your life who has really been a driving force in your faith, in your spirituality today, they may be alive. That's okay. It doesn't have to be someone who's gone. That's where I want to take you with this.
Lecha amar libi bakshu panai et panecha Adonai avakesh, Adonai avakesh. Lecha amar libi bakshu panai Et panecha Adonai avakesh Adonai avakesh Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai Et panecha Adonai avakesh, Adonai avakesh. Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai, et panecha. Adonai avakesh. Adonai avakesh Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai Et panecha Adonai avakesh Adonai avakesh
With that, I want to leave us to Psalm 150, which in the Pnei Or Siddur is on page 11. I'm going to give us a little bit of energy at this point. I know it's hard for some of us right now, but I also think some of us, we need to also try to elevate a little bit in our spirits.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Bekochah. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Bigurotah. Hallelujah, Kerokuno. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, b'techa shofar. Hallelujah, b'nevel v'chino. Hallelujah, b'tovu mako. Hallelujah, b'minim b'tuga. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Elizabeth, I think you're muted.
Page 17, or in your own C-dur. Yishtabach shimcha la'ad malkeinu Hayal ha-melech ha-gadol v'ha-kadosh b'shamayim u'v'ha-aretz Brachot v'hodaot me'atav yad olam Baruch atah Adonai el melech gadol v'tish brachot El ha-hod ha-hod Adon ha-niflaot ha-bocher b'shirei zimra Melech elche ha-olamim Yitkadav yitkadash shemei rabah Yalmadi brachirutei v'yamlich malchutei b'chayechon v'yamechon v'chayit v'chol beit Yisrael b'agalah v'zman kariv imru amin.
Amin.
Yehi Me'ah b'merach l'lam l'lam y'amaya y'barach y'shtabach Vita darvita levita laos me de kudisha
brichu.
Le'ela min kobir chatava shirataha. Tushpechatava nechamataha. Dami ran biyamaha vineru.
Amen.
And before we go into Baruchu, we'll return to the chant that we engaged with last week. It's also the last chant on page 17 in Reb Marsha's prayer book. I'm going to sit for this and then I'm going to come back up for Baruch Hu, but you can do as you're comfortable. Baruch Hu, dear one. Shekhinah, holy name. When I call on the light of my soul, I come home.
Baruch Hu, dear one. Shekhinah, holy name, when I call on the light of my soul,
I come home.
Baruch Hu, dear one, Shekhinah, holy name. When I call on the light of my soul, I come home.
Baruch Hu, dear one, Shekhinah, holy name. When I call on the light of my soul, I come home.
Baruch Hu, dear one, Shekhinah, holy name. When I call on the light of my soul, I come home. When I call on the light of my soul, I come home. When I call on the light of my soul, I come home. Baruch Hu et Adonai HaMevorach. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Leolam Vaed. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Leolam Vaed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech Oseh Shalom Uvorei Ata Kol. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who forms light and creates darkness, making peace and creating all of us. Ameir la aret vidal vilidarim aleha barachamim. In compassion, God gives light to the earth and all its inhabitants, and God's goodness continually renews the work of creation day after day. We can daven here or meditate on the works of creation that are all around us. Tidbarach Adonai Eloheinu al shevach maaseh yadecha, v'al me'orei or sh'asita yifaruch ha'sela. Be blessed, Adonai our God, for the magnificence of your handiwork and for all the radiant lights that you have made. Tidbarach surinu malkeinu v'goaleinu borei kidoshim. V'chulam mekablim aleihem olmochot shamayim zeh mizeh v'notnim rishin zeh lazeh l'hakdish liyatzram b'nachat ruach v'safah v'ruah v'nima k'dusha kulam k'echad onim v'omrim b'hirah Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melech Al Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is filled with God's glory. Va'ofanim v'chayot ha'kodesh, barash gadol mitnasim le'atzrafim, li'matam b'mishamchim v'yomrim. Baruch kevod Adonai mimkomo. On page 21, the last little short paragraph, if you're following in Reb Marsha's Siddur. Hamechadesh b'tivo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh v'reishit ka'amor li'osorim gedolim ki li'olam chasto. Praise Adonai who made the great lights, for God's love endures forever. Or chadash al tzion tahir, or chadash al tzion tahir, or chadash al tzion tahir, or chadash al tzion tahir. Venizke chulanu mehirah lehoro. Or chadash al tzion tahir, v'nizkechu lanu mehira lihoro. Baruch atah Adonai yotzer hamehorot. Blessed are you, our God, creator of all the radiant lights.
I think that as we enter acknowledging God's love, we should remember that in everything that happens, God still loves us and is with us. Even when bad things happen, it's hard to remember that. It's hard to understand that. But it's still true. Ya da 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 da, ya da 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 da, ya da 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 da, ya da 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 da, ya da 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 da. We are loved, loved, loved by unending love, an unending love. We are loved, loved, loved by unending love, an unending love. We are loved, loved, by unending love, an unending love. We are loved, loved, loved. By unending love, an unending love. Baruch ata Adonai, Habokeh b'amo Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
We invite our friend Margot Wolfson to share with us her interpretation of Yahavta.
Yahavta et Adonai Elohecha, Bring your love to the world today and find some along your way today. Bring your love to the world today and find some along your way today. V'chol yivavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'udacha. Love the breath of life, heart of the universe, and teach this love to your children. Write it on your mezuzot, your borderline. V'chol yivavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'udacha. Bring your love to the world today and find some on your way today. Do all that you can to keep the rains a fall and the grasses green and the forest green and the waters of this planet flow with life again. But be warned, if you do not heed, the world will turn harsh for you. Teach your children to bring their love to the world today. Find some along their way today. Chol yivavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'udacha. Tie fringes on the corners of your robes with a cord of blue to remind you of the heavens, my command and your entanglement. Bring your love to the world today, you'll find some along your way today. Bring your love to the world today, and find some along your way today. Adonai Elohim, Amen.
I'll talk about this a bit later in more detail, but I want to talk a little bit right now and remind you about the idea that our journey in our lifetime, our journey in Elul, our journey with one another, the purpose of all of this, crossing the Sea of Reeds together, is redemption. That's the goal that we are moving forward to. So when things happen, when we lose people, when bad things happen to us, we have to believe, and it's not easy, it's not simple, but we have to believe that it's part of the redemption story. And come to a place of accepting that, fighting with it, pushing back against it, and then pulling it back in at times. And I'm not trying to intellectualize it, but there's a place for that. And then, actually, spiritually, embracing it and living it. So now I believe we're going to be crossing the Sea of Reeds together with Elizabeth and actively walking toward redemption.
Page 30. Yai lai 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 Mika Moha Nedar Baha Kodesh Nohora Tehilot Ose Fele Nohora Tehilot Ose Fele Shira Chadasha Shivchu Geulim Leshimcha Asifat Hayam Yachad Kulam Hodu V'himlichu V'himlichu V'yamru Adonai Imloch Le'olam Va'ed Tzur Yisrael Kum Abi'ezrat Yisrael Yehuda v'Yisrael Go aleinu Adonai tzvat shemo Kedosh Yisrael Baruch atah Adonai Kal Yisrael.
This morning, in a tone of reverence, we're going to keep our Amidah in silence, with the exception of Devorah's taking us in through Adonai Svatai, but we won't recite any of the Amidah out loud. We'll give you a time to daven quietly to yourself, or to sit quietly in meditation, or to walk around your space in meditation. And we'll come back to Yihiyu L'Ratzon, but we invite you to take some good time of quietness, to mourn or to grieve or to pray or to share the deepest thoughts and feelings of your heart.
Adonai Svatai Tiftach Ufi Hagita Hilatecha Adonai Svatai Tiftach Ufi Hagita Hilatecha.
There we go.
Right.
And then there. So I'm going to leave. Iulerat son imre fi vehegion libi lefanecha Iulerat son imre fi vehegion libi Adonai Tsuri Vigoali Adonai Tsuri Vigoali Adonai Tsuri Son, Imre fi vehegion, libi lefanecha. Yihyu leratzon, Imre fi vehegion, libi lefanecha. Adonai Tsuri Vigoali Adonai Tsuri Vigoali Adonai Tsuri Vigoali Adonai Tsuri Vigoali Adonai Tsuri Vigoali.
We're nearing the end of our davening, and part of that for us today is that I really want to take us into a place of Mishaberach, Kaddish Yatom, and for some of us who will be at a memorial service this afternoon, my hope is that it will help to give us perspective, what I'm going to share with you. So, I wrote this last night, and I was reflecting on my day yesterday. Yesterday, I was struggling. It was Shabbat morning, and I found myself in my kitchen, off camera, doing dishes during Pesukei DeZimra. It's not the typical Shabbat observance. The day before, a dear friend had died. And I found that I was very emotional when I woke up. I spent extra time lying in bed. I didn't want to move. I wanted to stay horizontal and dreaded the minyan I typically love davening with. I think it was guilt that got me up and moving. I knew that if I skipped the service, I would receive emails from friends reaching out to inquire where I had been and to ensure that I was okay. I didn't want to have to explain anything. I also have a personal commitment to daven every day. And doing it alone on Shabbat always feels really sad to me. I knew that actually it would be easier to get through with it with the minyan than alone, even though I really wanted to crawl into a corner and hide in my thoughts. So I found myself in my kitchen washing dishes as I listened to Psalm 150. Standing there wiping down cups and dishes and silverware, I just thought, what is this even about? The issue I was wrestling with was that while I usually load the dishwasher on Shabbat, I never wash dishes, and especially while davening. I was finding that in my grief, the coping was looking to Asiya, the Kabbalistic world of action. I needed to do something, and this was all I could think of to do. On any other day of the week, I might not have thought too hard about this. But on Shabbat, the day of inaction, it seemed worthy of some introspection. It wasn't until we reached the Shema that it all came to me fully. I heard the lines of liturgy leading up to it, dried off my hands, took my tallit from the back of the chair where I had left it, and hastily gathered my tzitzit into my right hand. I mean, I could wallow and hide in Asiya for a lot of things, but really the Shema would have been taking it all a bit too far. So I placed my hand with my tzitzit over my face and said, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, duh, at the end. That was when I got it. I don't remember the Ve'ahavta because I drifted into my dining room, sat down, closed my eyes, and meditated on what I want to share with you today. Kabbalah teaches us that we live in four worlds: Asiya, action; Yetzirah, thought; Bria, emotion; and Atzilut, spirit. We all tend to drift throughout all four of these worlds all day in all that we do. And typically, we tend to dwell in one or two of them more comfortably, more naturally than the others. So it's important to be aware of how we operate in life, in the worlds, so that we can always make an effort to balance. By living in balance of the worlds, we are our truest selves, our best selves, the selves that are most perfectly in the image of the divine. In this lifetime right now, the worlds that I easily live in are emotion and spirit. And I'm sure that makes me sound like I'm higher or something like that, because those are things we think of as deep. But it actually doesn't work that way. You see, when I'm not working to be aware of the balancing of the worlds, I do things like studying Torah all day long. I meditate on it. I enter into fantastic emotive states. And I forget to eat. I forget to feed my children. I forget that bills need to be paid. And my husband needs me to pick up his prescription from the pharmacy. This has all happened. I neglect the world of Asiya, which is the physical realm. And that's really, really unhealthy physically and relationally and just practically for living our lives. When I forget to balance the four worlds, I also tend to make decisions based not on what might be wise and well considered, but reactive and impulsive. I neglect thought, intellect. And I do not think through and take time when an important life decision needs to be made. I lack wisdom. This is what happens to me in lack of balance on a good day. And since I tend to generally be pretty happy, most of you know, I think, most days for me are good days, at least lately. But what happens when I have a bad day? What happens when I'm hurting, wounded, grieving, or have harmed another person, and I'm feeling the need to mend the situation, to make teshuvah. That is when I do dishes as a coping mechanism during Shabbat davening. I escape the spirit, atzilut, by hiding in asiya, action. This is when I cannot get out of bed and face the emotions of others, and I want to hide in a corner from them and escape into my thoughts. When the world falls apart, I am that person who reacts by trying to fix it. I remember when my aunt died, my mother's sister and lifelong best friend. I was the one who wrote the obituary and coordinated with the funeral home while my mom and my uncle sat around, completely distraught. When my own husband died, I simply said over and over, I don't know what to do to make this better. My emotions and looking to God for comfort were too much for me. It was much easier in distress to go to thought and action, my less natural, less developed worlds, to appear to cope when actually avoiding the real dealing I needed to do. Knowing all of this is extremely helpful. It was helpful to me yesterday morning as I said the Shema and I was able to find a moment of stillness in God. And hear the still small voice remind me that I was behaving this way because I was out of balance. Balance. Balance in grief helps us to heal. This could be grief over the loss of a loved one. We check in with ourselves, much like I did with my kids when they go out with friends, when they used to go out with friends. I don't care where you go with Sophie, just check in with me every hour. A return to home base, to a balance to ensure my daughter is safe before allowing her to go back into the world, take risks, and learn about life. The same is true as we encounter our lives, and especially when we encounter the hard things in life, in grief or in hurt, we remind ourselves of the worlds. I call home. Where am I? I'm in Asiya, doing dishes. But it's Shabbat. Is that where God wants me right now? No judgment in the questions, just checking in. Okay, maybe moving to thought, I think about this. I consider where I should be, where the next place is to go. I want to sit alone to lead the service. But checking in, calling home, is this also the best place for me? I decide it is for a while, but then in awareness, I slip into the world of spirit as I meditate. And then I check in again, finding that emotion must be visited. The place I really, really don't want to go when I'm hurting and when I'm grieving. Because until I cry this morning, I won't be able to move forward with my day. It might seem to those who are not familiar with the balancing of the worlds, this is quite a lot of bouncing around, quite a lot of shifting and calling to check in. But in practicing it, things become more automatic. It becomes more like riding a bike. We have our moments when we begin to lose our balance and correct ourselves. And sometimes we might even fall, those moments of doing the dishes while davening on Shabbat. But most of the time we are correcting without thinking too hard about it, smoothly balancing the journey of twists and turns on the path without all that much effort. We will have our bumpy, gravelly roads, but if we practice living in all four worlds, this is how we are able to process grief in a way that heals us, in a way of balance in God's image. So let's talk now about teshuvah, work we need to do during Elul. That is also a healing, but a healing of relationships, redemption with us and God, and us and others. if we can be introspective about our worlds, examine honestly what happened, why and when we were out of balance, we can honestly assess when it is appropriate to seek teshuva. We also might become aware of times when we were not the ones out of balance, but were subjected to the imbalance of others. Maybe that person or persons will not seek teshuva, but we seek it. Exploring this in the four worlds is particularly helpful and beneficial. We can explore what happened, the facts and feelings of it, the damage done, and the effect on us and others spiritually, emotionally, and physically. We may discover in some situations that we do need to own a piece of what happened. Or we might also discover that we were owning things that were not ours. And in teshuva, we must let go of responsibility that is not ours to take. Balance of the worlds allows us to see our lives from God's perspective. To heal by this balancing, either through real, deep processing or loss of trauma, or through teshuva that is honest, sincere, and complete. Amen.
Mishebero avotenu mechor habracha avotenu, may the source of strength who bless the ones before us help us find the courage to make our lives a blessing. And let us say, Amen. Yishebarach avotenu, mechor habracha avotenu, bless those in need of healing with refuah shlema. The renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen.
So it's time now for Kaddish Yatom. And as we do this, before we enter into this, what I would like to do is to go around, and I don't want it to become something that's really long. We've been here for a while. But I also want to offer people, if you have something you want to share briefly about a person that you need to say Kaddish for today, or that needs healing today, I would like to offer this opportunity for you to unmute and go to that place and share with us. And if you don't want to share, you just can't do it, it's okay. You can put it in the chat, or you can just hold it for yourself. So Zoe has said, Chaya Leba Bat Lea.
My friend Joel.
Give David just to say.
And Andrea says her dad, Yosef ben Gittel Mordechai. All right, if you are in need of saying Kaddish, you can stand with me, you can sit, you can meditate through it. If you can't get the words out, it's okay. Larry says, for Rochelle, a friend's daughter, whose legs are full of tumors, so that's a Mishaberach. And Sylvia says, Yeta Yanofsky, her mother-in-law. We also are not sure about where things are with Sarah. And we didn't feel comfortable saying Kaddish for her yet. I think we'll hold that later in the day. But I will hold her family in healing also, and all of us. Kaddish Yatom. Yitgadal v'yikadash shmei rabba.
Amen.
Belma divrach hirute v'yamlich malchute. V'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chaye dekol beit Yisrael v'agala uv'izman kariv v'imhu. Amen. Yehesh me rabba mevarach lelam olalme omaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yit pa'ar v'yit romam v'yit nase. V'yit hadar v'yit hale v'yit halal. Shmede kudusha v'riku. Le'ela min kol b'rchata v'shirata. Tush b'chata v'nechemata. Damiran b'elma v'imru. Amen. Yehesh lama rabba min shamaya. V'chayim aleinu v'yokul Yisrael. Bimhu. Amen. Ose shalom bimhomav. Hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'yokul Yisrael. V'yokul yoshvei tevel. Bimhu. Amen.
Amen.
We'll conclude this morning. I just re-put into the chat the closing song that we began with this morning. Shema Adonai kol yekra v'choneni ve'aneni. Shema Adonai kol yekra v'choneni ve'aneni. Listen, God, when I call upon you, have compassion and answer me. Listen, God, when I call upon you, have compassion and answer me. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'chaneni ve'aneni. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'chaneni ve'aneni. Listen, God, when I call upon you, have compassion and answer me. Listen, God, when I call upon you, have compassion and answer me.
Wherever your day takes you, we wish you peace and love, and we're grateful that you could be here with us to daven together this morning. And we wish you love on your way. Amen.
Almost Chazan Devorah, a couple of years. And Rabbi Elizabeth, thank you so much, you too. And all of you for holding this beautiful space.